Track 9. Hi, I'm Paula Mulanovic. I'm the writer of this keynote workbook. Pico Iyer's talk resonated deeply with me on a personal level. Like him, I find the questions, where are you from, where is home, challenging. I was born in the south of England, but I've lived abroad much longer than I've lived in Britain. For now, I call Cologne, Germany home. Pico Iyer says home is a question of soul, not soil. This last statement seems to ring true for him, and it certainly does for me. The idea that home is something you carry with you and the place where you become yourself. Pico Iyer is such a crisp, clear and calm presenter. Although there are no slides or pictures, his story is extraordinarily animated. The animation comes from within Iyer, who quite visibly speaks from the heart, and he makes the audience feel compelled to listen. His stories paint pictures I see in my mind's eye. The 1,200 feet of golden pampas grass running down to the sea, or tail lights of cars disappearing, seemed like my concerns of the previous day. Pico Iyer belongs to what he describes as the great floating tribe of 220 million people worldwide. These are people living in a country that is not their own. He acknowledges that there are many in the tribe who didn't choose to leave their countries and have become refugees in others. But for these who can choose their homes and have transferable skills to make a living elsewhere, the world is an exciting place. Iyer says, home is the place where you become yourself, where you fashion your sense of self. His idea of a home is not a place with four walls, as he learnt when his own home was burnt down in a fire. The story of the fire was key in the talk. Without it, he wouldn't have discovered two things. One, that home wasn't the building that burned to the ground, and two, that he'd been hankering after stillness and silence. This second realization came to pass as he was looking for a new home and was presented with the chance to stay in a monastery. Iyer states that he isn't religious, but the peace he felt on arriving at the institution, and imparts to us in the talk, is palpable. He found very quickly that the silence provided by no laptops, telephones, televisions and chatter allowed him to make decisions and do some of his most important work. He describes this more fully in the TED talk he gave the following year, called The Art of Stillness. He compares stillness with movement and home with travel, as each gives the other meaning. Perhaps he discovered this in the stillness after the fire. Finally, he quotes Marcel Proust, who said that the real voyage of discovery is not seeing new sights, but looking with new eyes. With this statement, we can check how we feel about our current home. Is it the place where we have become ourselves, or is it a place that is part of the work in progress?